Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I love that music. It's hot. It's almost summer. And you should be eating ice cream cones from Joy Cone Company. Stuffed with, we just did this. David, yeah. I've got coffee flavored s'mores and berry cheesecake from Salted Creamery. Max, my technician, just loaded up some of the s'mores into a waffle cone. And I ate a waffle cone with nothing in it because he was slow. And it's a good thing because it was crunchy. It would have made noise. But let's talk about the products. I know that ice cream cone, blah, blah, blah. You know, it sounds easy. And then the expansion when you acquired this other company. I love the idea of bowls that are made. What are some of the other products you made before we focus on the primary cones?
Yeah, right. So cake cones for the longest time were the main item that we made, and then started doing sugar cones in the 70s. And then waffle cones, which were literally the first cones in the United States, they kind of had gone away. And we came out with a waffle cone in about the mid 80s. And that part of the cone category has really grown well. So we make several sizes of waffle cones. And then in the late 90s or early 2000s, I can't remember exactly when, but we came out with a waffle bowl. So it tastes just like the waffle cone, but it's obviously shaped in the shape of a bowl. So you could scoop your ice cream and eat it in a bowl and then eat the bowl.
I love it. I just stuffed one of the cake cones. It's like, you know, it's airy and crisp and it melts in your mouth if you just take a bite of the cone. And it adds a lot no matter what I just put some of the s'mores ice cream in this one. And they do come in different sizes. I got, you know, a box that has the smaller cones in them. I'm eating, sorry.
Yeah, we have mini cones. We have regular size and we have jumbo cake cups.
Oh, man. I don't know whether it was on your site or not, but when I was doing general cone research, it said that cake cones are the perfect biodegradable seed starter. Fill them with dirt, put your seeds in there, and then when the seeds sprout, plant them.
That's right. We've really done a push on social media in the last several years and to start getting people to think about cones being used for not just ice cream, other types of food, salads and a waffle cone, but then also just things like the feeder or the plant holder with a cake cone.
I think that's so cool. And I think, and I have seen them once, a savory cone stuffed with meat and cheese and rice and, you know, what fun. Well, the cones are cool. You gluten-free, it tasted like a regular cone to me. I couldn't tell the difference.
Good.
And then you've done some other creative things. Guy is a chocoholic. I'm proud to admit it. It's just one of those things that I'm happy to do. For the home ice cream enthusiast, you make a number of different cones that have some flavorings and issues. The chocolate waffle cone, they didn't have any at Walmart, but I'm going to be on the lookout. That's got to be the perfect vessel for any kind of ice cream.
It's a great cone. Yeah, we used cocoa in it. It has a nice, rich chocolate taste. And then we also have our chocolatey-dipped cake cone. So we take a cake cone, bake it out, and then we dip it in chocolate. So the rim has a nice ring of chocolate on it. So you should try those, too.
I will. I got to tell you another thing. Moving cones around the country, another reason why I'm sure the Arizona plant was a success, has to be a challenge because they're a little bit delicate. A little bit. Yep. You know, the tubes that you pack them in and put them in the box side by side, that's a good idea. I didn't ask for and expect or even really need them because I could buy them here, but the PR folks insisted on sending me some cones. And so on my front porch arrives this big, huge box, and I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, we're going to have cones for the whole summer. And I anxiously open it up, and holy mackerel, it's inside is two boxes, two 5-ounce boxes, and packed like it was fine crystal. I mean, there was foam and bubble wrap, and you got to tell the shipping department, great job. There wasn't anything cracked in those boxes.
If you get a cracked cone, it'll taste good, but you can't put ice cream in it, so it's really delicate, and that's why we have to pack it that way.
Yeah, I like it, and I'm so appreciative, and it's been so fun. For me, I wish I hope that you and I speaking today conveyed to my listeners just what a great story, and there's so many great stories like your family's story that makes this country so good and great today. And I thank you for sharing that story. Congratulations. I hope you started at 12 years old back in the day. I hope your kids get enthusiastic and find their own way into the company business so you can retire in the not-too-distant future.
Thank you very much. It's been really fun, Guy. Thank you.
David, next time I'm in Pittsburgh, that's where my wife's from, we may have to drive up and take you out to lunch after a tour.
Please do. Come on a Thursday so you can have some ice cream.
There you go. Hopefully we'll be back to doing that. David George, thank you so much for your time today. It's the Joy Cone Company. There's links at Good Life Guy, but you got to go look. Products available locally. I didn't check at Dylan's, but I know that she bought some at Walmart. So there you go. Have a great weekend, David. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Guy.
Okay. Then we're going to talk about ice cream. So let's see. Let's take one more quick break. Let's get that out of the way. We'll talk a little bit about the ice cream. Then, Max, that means you and I can load another cone now during the break. And we're also going to tell you about, oh, goodness, pie. My wife's going to be on for a minute to talk about the next edition of the Kansas Pie Ways. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.